can't believe I'm getting married tomorrow. I leaned back in my seat, one leg propped on the chair beside me, my arm draped over the back of it, and raised my brow at Justin. The man had said that a few times over the past couple of hours, and while it should bother me, it didn't. I had been through enough family weddings to know that nerves were always an issue, even if they pretended they weren't. Of course, this wasn't a Montgomery wedding, meaning there was a distinct lack of cheese and dairy jokes at this rehearsal dinner. However, I wasn't about to complain to Nina, the wedding planner who had been running from one side of the room to the other all night. I didn't know how the woman did that in stilettos that seemed to be so tiny they could break at any moment. That's why I stood clear of heels. There had been that one time at the family barbecue when we had needed some way to pass the time during a random obstacle course. My mom had laughed at all of us, though we had broken two of her shoes. That ended up getting her the fancy red-soled ones as an apology, considering it was his idea. "Why are you smiling like that?" Justin asked, pulling me out of my thoughts. I sipped my whiskey and shrugged. "I was just thinking about a family story, nothing important." "I don't know how you can even think with so many family members around you all the time. I'm an only kid, and sometimes even my parents are too much." My lips quirked. Not everybody understood our family. My father had five brothers, and my mother had six. My mother also had four male cousins on one side and a few others on the other side, while my dad had 16 cousins, plus the countless people who had married in or just became family versus friends. That meant my family was slightly boisterous. In fact, compared to the rest of my cousins, my brother and I had the most members. It was a little ridiculous. "You do realize I only have one sibling, right? Silas and I were rather quiet." Justin snorted before downing the rest of his scotch. He tapped the bar with two fingers, and the bartender poured another shot.
"It would truly make a better day for all involved if Mr. Darcy would stop glaring at me. That attitude of his was nothing new, but for once, it would be nice if he'd blink at some point." I stared down at my all-black cat and knew if I blinked first, it would all be over. I would have to get up from my desk, walk to the back door, and let my lovely cat out on the catio. Not that catio was an actual word, but I went with it anyway. Because my beautiful, darling, adorable son, Mr. Darcy, needed to be outside. But I wasn't about to let him roam through the neighborhood to either get hit by a car, eaten by an animal, or adopted by another family. Hence, the catio was where he was usually allowed to be. My beautiful porch was now screened in and an oasis for me, considering the mosquitoes during certain times of the year. "Mr. Darcy, I have to get back to work. I can't be outside with you, and the last time I left you alone in the catio for too long, you learned how to unlock the door." Mr. Darcy finally blinked, but didn't stop staring at me as he lifted one paw and licked it. Then he proceeded to bathe, leaning back so he could lift his back leg and show me exactly how annoyed he was with me. "Really? That's how you're going to play it? We both know I'm not that flexible, and seriously, gross." I shuddered as he continued to clean himself and went back to my paperwork. I needed to get in the booth soon, as I had a deadline coming up. And other than speaking with my cat, I hadn't used my voice for most of the day. Vocal rest was important in my line of work. I opened my notebook and highlighted a few starred items that would be needed later. "This shouldn't take long," I muttered to myself, keeping my voice calm. I only had to record a short story today, and with the amount of effort I had put into the prep work, I should be able to have it down, as long as my mouth didn't get tongue-tied on a few words that I usually messed up. And they were never difficult words. My mind just decided to be a little silly when it came to reading a book out loud. I grinned, thinking how I'd had the same issues when I'd had been a drama student back in college.